Hey everybody, Aaron Herman of The Open Scroll here. Today is Tuesday, December 6th, just a little after noon, which means we're now in the 12th day of the 9th month on the Lord's calendar, and I'm here with Bob Schlenker.
Hey everybody, there's some interesting things going on in the world. You probably are already very familiar with this whole controversy about Balenciaga. Their creative director, Demna, sees industry award revoked amid backlash over child exploitation ad campaign. Business of Fashion said they tried to engage with Balenciaga over the scandal, but the brand declined that invitation. They seem to be scrambling for cover because they crawled out from under a dark rock and even a little bit of light shining on them. Revealed the unpleasantries of what they're clearly involved in. If you want to know more about that, here the Vigilant Citizen has done a report on that. It's called "There's Something Terribly Wrong with Balenciaga and the Rabbit Hole Goes Deep." That's a well-chosen word as we understand it. And he shows a lot of the pictures and talks about what it is that we're looking at. BDSM that revolves around pain, submission, and humiliation is featured in the imagery here. And pedophilia is pretty obvious. And there are things that are showing it's probably more than just not mind control. There's probably mind control involved, mind control programming. And that's the way we see it. So it's far more disturbing than it looks on the surface. Now, in the reactions, it's kind of interesting to see how people react. And here's townhall.com's article from December 5th. New York Times take on Balenciaga scandal is about as shameful as you'd expect. And should we expect their response to be shameful? Well, if you've been paying attention, yeah, New York Times is certainly a paper for the elite, putting out the elite agenda, which involves the evils of the world. And if you read through this, it's kind of interesting. And it's probably worth a read if this seems surprising to you. So on the same line, basically, Chinese scientists may have found vampire secret allowing old mice to live longer using young blood. Well, this is something the elites have known about for a long time. Cannibalism, blood drinking, the older drinking the blood of the younger in order to transfer energy, life energy. And this is basically the same thing that ritual sodomy accomplishes. It accomplishes like a vampirism. It's a stealing of energy, a transfer of energy from the young or the weak to the older and stronger, typically. And so this has everything to do with the kinds of abusers that are really behind the Balenciaga scandal. And along the same line, here we go. It's the Washington Post. Bastions of nothing good. Yeah, I believe this is a Jeff Bezos production now, right? So Respect for Marriage Act is a big win for the democratic process. Let me make reference to Romans chapter 1 and say that the Respect for Marriage Act is a big win for no one. Period. Not the democratic process. Nothing. There is no win there. And this doesn't look good for Bloomberg, the editors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The swamp doesn't look like it's been drained to me. Looks like it's rather flooded. So, yeah, what this is about. Last week, the Senate passed a bipartisan bill that will require states and the federal government to recognize same-sex marriages that have been conducted in any state or U.S. territory where such unions are legal. It also affirmed the legitimacy of same-sex marriages for the purpose of federal benefits. Yeah, that comes from taxpayers. Mm-hmm. It's now back to the House, where an earlier version passed in July. Should the bill advance as expected, President Joe Biden has said he'll promptly sign it. Arguably, the measure is superfluous, although it would formally repeal the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which had defined marriage as a union of one man and one woman. More recent Supreme Court precedents had effectively already invalidated it. Since the 2015 Obergefell versus Hodges ruling, moreover, gay marriage has been established as a constitutional right. Something ain't quite right about that. That's just all kinds of wrong. So here's some perspective. Vladimir Putin bans all LGBT propaganda in far-reaching move. Russian officials pointed to the LGBT movements in the U.S. and as reasons to act. So this is interesting. And what does that involve exactly? Well, violations of the new law are mostly punished with fines, ranging from $800 for citizens infringing on the lowest tier to $160,000 for legal entities that infringe on the highest tier, which is pedophilia. For violation of the ban on propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations or preferences among people of any age, a fine of 50,000 to 400,000 rubles for citizens, from 100,000 to 800,000 for officials, from 800,000 to 5 million, or suspension of activities up to 90 days for legal entities, the Duma said. Fines are much higher for pedophilia violations, up to 800,000 rubles for people, 2 million rubles for officials, and 10 million rubles for legal entities. That might change social media and so on. Might cause streaming Netflix and other Disney productions and so on, might cause some issues there. Who's in charge of making decisions on all this stuff? I don't know, but that's a hard stand. And, you know, if I have to say who's in a better position on this, Putin or Biden, well, I'm going to go with whoever's taken a biblical stance on anything is going to, if it's honest and legitimate, be better positioned when they stand before the Lord and give an answer for that.
And even with the kabuki theater nature of nation states and all the lies, it's still such a bizarre thing to see Russia taking the more biblical stance. And according to these things, it's just another testament to just the bizarre nature of this season that we're in.
And Russia's not the only country taking a biblical stance on such things. There are other countries, and they don't get much respect in America. But the Lord will sort these things out in due time. Now, here's an interesting article. This is on henrymackow.com, and he posts a wide variety of things. And December 4th, Satanist Insider reiterates China is the model. And this guy's name, the Satanist, is Losius Fosdyk. And among the things that he says, this is all this article that he wrote. He says, like Satan himself, we'll exploit anything we're given, and we've been given so much. Here he says, already we are harvesting the potent near physical energies that illness, poverty, suffering, sadness, and death generate. Now, if you've been paying attention to the open scroll for a while, we like to expose different kinds of rituals, magic, occult symbolism, and so on. And we talk a lot about the reason why they do this, that it's harvesting energies. And they're raising energy and harvesting it in these media productions. And this is what they do in their sacrificial rites, in their initiation ceremonies, and pretty much everything that they do, they're doing it to raise energy and harvest it towards certain ends. So here he just comes out right out in the open. Here it is. Already, we are harvesting the potent near physical energies that illness, poverty, suffering, sadness, and death generate. We're directing these towards the manifestation of our deities upon the earth. Yep, this is why we talk about stargates and so on, why that's a big deal. This is how that happens. So they're directing the energy towards the manifestation in this realm of their deities upon the earth. And that's why the horror for the masses will get worse. Salve e coagula, which is the tenet of alchemy. And then he says, that's another reason we know bum sex is good, because of its use in manifestation. Now, to some people, that may seem non sequitur. What does that have to do with anything, bum sex? Yeah, we just talked about LGBTQ. And so we also talked about Balenciaga. And yet, what that really has to do with, again, it's bum sex. And he says it's good. Of course, he loves Satan. And he says, because of its use in manifestation. There's supernatural power involved with that. And especially when it's combined with having sex with children, stealing their energy, a higher energy, a pure energy, which is just what they love to do. And it corrupts people for life. And unless the Lord Jesus Christ recovers them, personally, there's no recovery. So, interesting. Yeah, they talk about some other fairly interesting things. And if you're inclined, give it a read. Here's the Satanist prayer. Closes out, yours sincerely and with all the love and joy of Satan. You think he's confused? Think he's deceived? Yeah, obviously, he's going to be so surprised when he stands before the Lord. And hopefully, sooner rather than later, he'll come face to face, fall to his knees, and repent. And finally, here we have this. Kids carry Disney's holiday message, "We love you, Satan." Here's a picture. We love you, Satan. Disney has been in trouble lately after the company adopted an aggressive LGBT ideology and began installing it in products for children. Unhappy parents, canceled subscriptions, movie attendance collapse, and its stock plunged. Now the company's agenda appears to not only include condemning traditional marriage beliefs, but promoting Satan. The promotion is appearing in a new series called The Santa Clauses, a series on Disney Plus that reboots the earlier Santa Claus feature films by Tim Allen. A report at the Gateway Pundit noted, defenders of the series claim the scene where children are holding the letters which spell out, "We love you, Satan," is supposed to say, "We love you, Santa," and is just one of the many comedic scenes in the movies. But parents aren't laughing. Should parents be laughing about that? Not good parents. Not good parents. Anything to add about that, Aaron?
I think you nailed it there. Just another testament to Christmas and everything, how it's not good. Not good in any way.
Yeah, we talk a fair amount about anagrams and different kinds of wordplay. And yeah, Satan anagram Santa. And are they corrupting something good? Well, is Santa good? No. No. Santa, he comes at the time when some think Christ came. There's certainly a lot of confusion there. So as a child, well, who do you look forward to coming on Christmas? Satan, the Antichrist. Yeah. Really.
And that goes to show you can't put Christ back in Christmas, but you can put Satan back in Santa.
Indeed. All right. God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.